You're listening to a summary of the webinar, Impact and Green Bonds, featuring insights from investment professionals at ASR, DPEM, and the Sustainable Finance Lab.
Welcome to this AI podcast based on the webinar report, Impact and Green Bonds, published in Financial Investigator, Issue 4, 2026.
This audio edition provides a factual summary of the webinar and is based strictly on the published report. The webinar was moderated by Harry Kales, Senior Investment Advisor at Aureus.
The participants were Carlo Coopers, Responsible Investment Advisor at ASR Asset Management, Philip Kalenda, Researcher at the Sustainable Finance Lab, and Anahi Mikado Taroni, Fixed Income Portfolio Manager at DPEM.
The webinar addressed a number of important questions for institutional investors. These included, how can green and impact bonds generate additional impact? How can the reliability and comparability of impact data be improved? What is the current state of the market for green and impact bonds? And what does changing sentiment around ESG mean for that market?
The discussion also considered how asset owners can contribute to greater impact through matters such as selection criteria and reporting requirements, as well as the broader question of whether sustainability-linked bonds may be more effective than use of proceeds bonds.
The central message from the webinar was clear. Green bonds and impact bonds have become a more mature part of the investment universe, but the label alone is no longer sufficient.
Harry Kales opened the discussion by asking what green bonds and impact bonds actually are. Carlo Coopers described them as umbrella terms for bonds whose proceeds are used for projects with a positive societal impact.
According to Coopers, the market has grown roughly sixfold since 2018. At the same time, he observed that the share of green bonds in new issuance has recently declined somewhat.
Anahi Mikado Taroni of DPEM agreed with that assessment. She noted that green bonds now account for around 20% of the European corporate bond market, although their share is leveling off.
Mikado described the market as moving from a phase of rapid expansion to one of greater maturity and credibility. In her view, slower growth in labeled issuance does not mean that companies' sustainability ambitions are disappearing.
Instead, she noted that the label may become less prominent while the underlying ambition remains and may in some cases even be stronger. Transition investments are increasingly being financed through conventional bonds.
The discussion then turned to a central definitional question. When does a green bond genuinely qualify as impact investing?
Philip Kalenda explained that green bonds are primarily focused on the input side. Investors specify how proceeds will be used and what kinds of projects they will support, but green bonds do not necessarily require the issuer to specify the eventual impact of that investment.
Kalenda said that the emphasis is often more on alignment and disclosure. That is why, in his view, impact investing should not be assessed only at the level of an individual investment.
He stressed that every investment has an impact, whether positive or negative, and that a portfolio-wide approach is important.
Coopers agreed that different investors may use different definitions of impact investing. Some place additionality at the center of their assessment.
In this context, additionality concerns whether financing genuinely enables impact that would otherwise not have occurred. Coopers noted that this can be difficult to establish.
For ASR Asset Management, intentionality is the decisive factor. The question is whether the issuer genuinely intends to achieve a positive societal impact.
Coopers sees green bonds as a distinctive impact investing instrument because they can mobilize substantial amounts of capital at scale. This is particularly relevant for financing large renewable energy projects and the infrastructure needed to support them.
Mikado highlighted the importance of fixed income in financing the energy transition. According to her, approximately $1.2 trillion of energy transition investment was financed through debt in 2025, compared with $77 billion through equity.
She cited renewable energy, green buildings, electricity infrastructure, and water management as examples. However, she also stressed that it is not sufficient for a project simply to be technically green.
DPEM assesses green bonds through the lenses of materiality, intentionality, and additionality.
Kalenda added an important limitation. He argued that green bonds are less suited for sectors in which technologies are not yet sufficiently mature. Such sectors may require financing approaches that are more similar to venture capital.
He was also skeptical about biodiversity finance within the bond market. His point was that a bond investment ultimately needs a business case capable of generating financial returns, and not every social or nature-related project has one.
Another key topic was the so-called greenium, the pricing advantage sometimes associated with green bonds.
According to the panelists, the greenium has largely disappeared. Machado observed that issuers no longer benefit from a clear pricing advantage.
For issuers, this can reduce the incentive to issue a green bond specifically. For investors, however, Machado saw a potential benefit. It becomes easier to choose green bonds because investors do not necessarily have to sacrifice returns.
Her view was that green bonds should still be assessed first and foremost as conventional bonds. Credit quality, valuation, and liquidity remain central.
The label should complement fundamental credit analysis rather than replace it.
Cowpers expressed a similar view. Financially, he believes green bonds should not be treated differently from conventional bonds. The additional question for an investor is whether the impact case is convincing.
Kalenda added that when green bonds are priced increasingly like conventional bonds, and financing costs for green companies are not materially lower, the impact resulting from a lower cost of capital becomes less prominent.
That makes other benefits more important. One of those benefits, according to Kalenda, is that green bonds can require organizations to analyze their impact and report more transparently.
The process of measuring and reporting impact, therefore, is important in itself.
However, the webinar also raised concerns about the quality and interpretation of impact reporting.
Kalenda warned that some investors may claim the full impact of a project even when they provide only part of the financing. He questioned whether multiple investors should all report the total impact of the same project as part of their own portfolios.
In his view, this can be particularly damaging to market credibility in carbon credit markets.
Kopers recognized this concern. He referred to a recent report on the positive impact of ASR's investments that used data from different providers.
At first sight, the data appeared to show a very large impact, but further analysis indicated that some green bond issuers had substantially overstated impact.
Kuipers argued that this problem needs to be addressed by parties including the International Capital Market Association, second opinion providers, and auditors.
Proper analysis can reveal whether attribution is missing. That's important because impact claims are only meaningful when the relationship between financing and reported outcomes is clear.
The webinar's conclusion was not that green bonds have lost their relevance. On the contrary, the panelists agreed that they have proven their role as a financing instrument for the energy transition.
But the market has entered a new phase. Growth continues while institutional investors are expected to look beyond the label alone.
As Anahi Machado Taroni put it, investors who focus only on labeled bonds risk missing a significant share of sustainable finance.
This AI podcast was based on the webinar report, Impact and Green Bonds, published in Financial Investigator, Issue 4, 2026.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the summary. For more insights on green bonds and impact investing, visit the Financial Investigator website.